This week's Crossman Conversation is brought to you by Meeks Capital, Frontier Partners, First Horizon Bank, and Crossman Career Builders.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
The Crossman Conversation is hosted by John Crossman. John's heart is to see our community of leaders unite around what we have in common. John will be joined by political leaders, religious leaders, as well as activists making a difference in our nation. Here is your host for the Crossman Conversation, John Crossman.
Hello, this is John Crossman, and welcome to the Crossman Conversation. Now, Mike, before we get started, I got to tell you a quick story. I hope that's okay.
It's all right with me,
listen,
man.
You know that my wife is from Brandon, Mississippi. I've been going to Brandon, Mississippi. I was married there. Mm-hmm. So I speak fluent Mississippian, is what I tell people, right? And so a couple of years ago, I went to Brandon, and it's a suburb of Jackson. It's metropolitan Jackson area. The airport's actually in Brandon. And so I was talking to my father-in-law, who I love dearly, and I said, "How are things going in Jackson?" And he said, "Oh man, John, there's some real problems in Jackson, you know?" And then I talked to my brother-in-law, who I love. My brother, Sonny Pryor, is a great guy. I said, "Sonny, how are things in Jackson?" And he's like fifth generation Mississippian. He had some heartbreak about there's some problems in Jackson. And you know me, Mike, I'm not somebody just to listen to a problem and not do anything. And I was like, "Well, I can't do everything, but man, I'd love to do something to help out real estate, education. That's a big issue, particularly in a lot of our inner city areas." And I don't know Jackson State University. I mean, I've been a fan of Jackson State for a long time, but I don't know the people there. I don't know the leadership. But I have a friend who lives in Jackson. I contacted him. His name is John Michael Holtman. And I said, "John Michael, what if we joined together and endowed a scholarship at Jackson State University? And like, do you think we could pull that off?" And he contacted Jackson State. And within a few months, we had a meeting in Jackson at Jackson State University with the governor of Mississippi.
Wow.
You can imagine that. And the president of Jackson State University. And that president, I mean, he's the handsomest guy you're ever going to meet in your life. It's annoying how handsome this guy is. And he's the president of major university. And his name is President Thomas Hudson. Would you believe that's our guest?
He's on the line.
He's on the line. President Hudson, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having us. And definitely appreciate that introduction. And also appreciate your investment in the university. And the way you really helped us with respect to the real estate scholarship. So thank you so much.
Well, I'm honored to do it. And I've done one. We're going to do more, and we're going to try to raise awareness. And I want to start by let's just talk a little bit about Jackson State University. You know, people know Jackson State in one context they may know because, well, let's just talk about this. You know, President Hudson's Deion Sanders' boss. That's how I introduce him to people. This is Deion's boss. This is who this guy is, right? So you got Deion Sanders there. That's true. That's a true thing. So you have the football team, and it's getting all that news. They're awesome. And then you have a band, the Sonic Boom. They're amazing. I mean, anytime you go on social media, they're there. But, you know, bigger than the band, bigger than football, is this really special university. And, Mike, when you're on campus, like I'm telling you, you've walked around the campus, you know you're in a special place. It is a very special
and a beautiful area too.
Oh, beautiful area. So President Hunt says, talk to us about what's the inner, bigger secret sauce that just makes us such a special university. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, the secret sauce of Jackson State is really our people. It's our alumni, it's our students, it's our faculty, our staff. Really everyone that goes into making JSU exactly what it is. What you saw on campus, from the beautiful facility to just the people around, even the governor's visit, was just about the care and the love people have for Jackson State University and what a big deal we are within this city. You know, we are a major entity, one of the biggest employers in the city of Jackson. Certainly an economic driving force for the city. You mentioned athletics, but really in all aspects of the university, a real economic driver for the city. And there's just that acknowledgement of that. It's rare in a capital city that you have an HBCU that's really the main entity for that capital city. And that's what you see at Jackson State University. You know, just a wonderful place. You know, people often say that people launch from Jackson State University. The whole You mentioned Coach Prime, you know, Deion Sanders. Years from now, we'll look at the fact that his coaching career launched from Jackson State University and HBCU, and just goes to show, you know, what a special place this is. So that's really our secret sauce. It's about the people, and it's about the culture of Jackson State University.
Well, I got to tell you this story. You know, when I had the honor, truly an honor, to sit with you and the governor together, we were there in your office in such a beautiful place. And your staff, by the way, your staff is first class. I've emailed with them and worked with them face to face. Just absolutely outstanding people. And we got done, and I was walking to my car, and my plan was to go have lunch with my brother-in-law and John Michael. And when I got in the car, I thought, well, when I get to the restaurant, I'll start tweeting about this wonderful experience I just had. And I couldn't even get started my car driving, and President Hudson and the governor had both already tweeted about it. Like, they were just jumping on it. And so I didn't know if that was you guys or your staff, but I was like, man, these are people who are taking this seriously. And, you know, you were so kind. You gave me a cool Jackson State University shirt, and I wore that in the airport. Man, I got first class service in that airport. They took good care of me. So you can feel like a culture that permeates through, and that's got to come from the shadow of the leader. I mean, so you have to have a vision and something that's coming out of you that people are getting to. And so talk a little bit about your own individual leadership style, and how do you connect that to what the university is doing?
Well, you know, you really have to be in tune with the needs of the university. I am an alumnus of Jackson State University. I grew up around Jackson State University. So this very area where you were, this is, you know, my home, literally my home, literally where I grew up, you know, just a few blocks from here. And I've always just felt Jackson State really as the driving force, a driving force, not just in the city of Jackson, but the state of Mississippi. And the governor's presence, you really saw, was indicative of that. And, you know, from my leadership point of view, my goal was to elevate Jackson State University. Elevate, that's the name of our strategic plan, and it's really about positioning Jackson State University as a driving force for education throughout the nation. Over 50,000 alumni, ranging from, you know, doctors, lawyers, educators, engineers, being one of the top producers of engineers in the United States, being one of the top three producers of African-American PhDs in the United States.
Wow.
Are, you know, our School of Public Health, you know, the only accredited School of Public Health in the state of Mississippi, and really was a leader during that COVID pandemic, which hit the state so hard.
Right.
Those are the things that really makes Jackson State special. And it's really holistic. You see it in the culture. You see it in the people. My job as a leader is to harness all of that and really make sure we're positioned to do the great things, and our faculty, staff, and students our position to do the great things. That makes JSU so special. I believe that's what you have seen over time. I give all the credit to those who are around us, our leadership, our students, our faculty, our staff, our alumni, that have just helped this university really rise and elevate to meet the moments that we're in.
Well, that is so well said. It's interesting. You know, I know that the Jackson State, like a lot of HBCUs, you started out as a focus of preachers and teachers, and it sounds like what you've done is continue to pivot and evolve and be entrepreneurial, and then connect into what's the next thing that's needed for our country and for the community. And you're impacting not only Jackson, but Mississippi and the United States through the push out of all the great talent you're putting out there in important areas.
Yes, that is correct. That is absolutely correct. You know, really, again, a comprehensive university, a high research intensive university, one of only a handful of HBCUs that have reached that designation. And again, it just shows our impact in the community and the caliber of students that we push out. And that's but we're still growing. We're still elevating. That's why that real estate scholarship that you endowed was so important. That was an area that we felt we could become stronger in. And for you to invest in us in that way, and for John Michael to continue that relationship by coming, speaking to students, you know, working through our curriculum, that's going to help us push out even more of those great and talented students that we have here at Jackson State University, going into different and new areas and really helping alleviate needs and underrepresentation in those very important areas.
Well, you know, President Hudson, we with Crossman Career Builders, we have 11 endowed scholarships at 7 universities. And sometimes when we contacted universities about doing a real estate scholarship, it's not always well received. You know, sometimes people don't receive entrepreneurship well. And you guys just jumped on it, just absolutely jumped on it. And, you know, when I tell people, like, it's important to invest financially. That's important, right? And it's important to invest relationally. And that's why I like endowed scholarships, because, you know, my hope is that, you know, 30 years from now, I'm meeting a young student from Jackson State that's getting that scholarship. And even after I'm gone, you know, my grandkids are interacting with those students. I hope that happens. So it really becomes about making that investment and the ROI on that. So anything else you sort of big picture that people need to know, just in a brief sentence, like what they need to know about Jackson State they may not know?
Well, you know, again, Mississippi's comprehensive urban university, and that designation really means something. It really speaks to our positioning in the landscape of the state. You know, some of the things I already mentioned about the having the only accredited school of public health in the state of Mississippi, and really the only accredited school as opposed to a program amongst HBCUs, which in the moment that we're in is so critical that we're doing that work and doing the research that works to help eliminate those health disparities in a state like Mississippi that, again, crosses into other states as well. Business program in the top 5% as it relates to our accreditation worldwide through our College of Business, and has produced so many wonderful you know, from bankers, entrepreneurs, which is, you know, where the real estate scholarship, of course, is endowed, and just a wonderful program that has been historic here at the university. As you said, we started in 1877, H.P. Jacobs, educating teachers and preachers. We still produce top flight educators. Former Secretary of Education Rod Page is an alumnus of Jackson State University. And then just prominent ministers, Kevin Muriel, one of the pastor of one of the largest churches in the city of Atlanta, at a very young age. So again, we continue to elevate, rise, branch into new areas while staying very close to our original mission, which was educating and uplifting African Americans.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but hang with us, President Hudson, because we come back, I want to talk about how we can help you. That's what I want to dive in. So this is Crossman Conversation. Back in a minute.
It's said that it's not how much money you make, it's how much you keep and use to plan for your future. Nathan Meeks, principal at Meeks Capital, combines leading investment techniques with modern financial planning software to be the resource you turn to for clear, objective, and sound financial advice. For a no-obligation consultation, call Nathan at 407-494-5439 or visit meekscapital.com.
Are you willing to serve communities in crisis around the world? To people who are impoverished, oppressed, and persecuted? Frontier Partners International offers mission opportunities in areas least served to meet the needs of the helpless, the hapless, and hopeless. To learn how you can be a partner of this frontline ministry with your time, talent, or treasure, visit frontier-partners.org. That's frontier-partners.org.
Here's a call to those who want to make an impact on their company, their community, or who possess a desire to make the world a better place. Crossman Career Builders provides the tools and resources for you or your company to make a difference on some of the toughest issues that we all face. Crossman Career Builders partners with CEOs, politicians, and pastors seeking to address problems of racism, mental health, addiction, justice, and suicide. CrossmanCB.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Once again, here is John Crossman.
We're back at the Crossman Conversation. And, you know, Mike, I don't know if you ever do this, right? But, like, you ever, like, have your birthday and you look up and you're like, what celebrity you share a birthday with, right? Like,
right.
Like your people know, like, oh man, I share my birthday with Elvis or Ariana Grande. I don't know, like somebody.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you who
shares
my birthday.
Yeah, you should look it up,
right,
you know. Who do I share? Who's John Crossman share his birthday with? President Hudson, the president of Jackson State University. We have the same birthday. It makes me feel good. I finally now have somebody that I can tell brag about that because I have him and he's on our show. So President Hudson, welcome back. Thanks again for being on the show today. And you know, we're talking before about your rich history and all the great stuff you've done and you're pivoting and doing bigger things. What I want to talk about now is like what can we do to help? You know, I say this often, but I feel like we live in a culture that seems to believe I tweet, therefore I am, right? So somehow if I tweet the perfect tweet, it's currency. And I always tell people, the other way I say it is this, is that some people say they'll love something and then you ask them to write a check and it turns out they like it. You know, so when I say I love Mississippi, you know, one of the ways you know I love Mississippi is because I wrote a check to Jackson State, right? I'm going to sacrifice financially because I want to help the state that I'm so closely associated with. So with that in mind, how can people we help you in Jackson State?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And really, there are several ways. First of all, you know, as you've already mentioned, financially supporting these institutions, HBCUs like Jackson State, which historically have not had that investment, that private philanthropic investment in them, and therefore, you know, do not have the huge endowments that we can draw on during times of, you know, economic distress, that will allow us to help our students. So really helping financially supporting Jackson State University and schools like Jackson State University is so, so important from an endowment standpoint. And those are the things that you've already done. So we thank you so much for that. Moving beyond that, though, you know, when you think about what areas I like to support and what are some of the ways I can help elevate the university, there's also, when you talk about that, there's also helping us recruit, bringing in more of those wonderful students so they can have an access to the wonderful education that we offer at Jackson State University. You know, at Jackson State University, we are the only school in the state of Mississippi that did not raise its tuition, not just last year, but really for the last 3 years. And that's very important because we want to continue to offer that accessible and affordable education, you know, affordability as it relates to cost of attendance and making sure the educational journey is not too burdensome financially for students, but also accessibility, offering access to those wonderful programs that I just mentioned of you, you know, public health, STEM, College of Business, College of Education, being one of the leaders in terms of educating teachers, administrators, definitely specifically within the Southeast, continue to offer those degrees at an affordable price is what we're really trying to do at Jackson State University. So just spreading the word through this podcast, you know, you've done so through your tweets, and just continue to spread the word about what we have to offer at Jackson State and the fact that we're open for business as it relates to those students who want to access a quality and affordable education. Those are two of the main areas, again, just through your giving and also just through touting the university so we can continue to bring in those wonderful students like that.
Well, you know, it's awesome. One of the things I always laugh about in life is when people say, you know what, they should do something about that. You know what, Mike, they should do something.
I've always wondered who they are.
Yeah, who is they, you know? And of course, the answer is, it's us, you know, it's us, you know, that they is us, you know, we, what are we going to be doing? I often talk, my dad used to talk about, there's people that play the church and then there's people being the church, and being the church is getting things done. And so when I think about Jackson State, like, this is what I would tell people, like, if you are taking a step back and reflecting on life and you think, man, race is an issue in America, education is an issue in America, and you have some concern about that, well then lean in and make an impact. And if you're a person of faith, gosh, why don't you think about making an impact at a university who's producing some preachers, right? Like, that seems like a good place to invest some time and money, right? And so what I would tell people, if you want to help Jackson State University, I would tell you, give financially, and don't feel pressure like I'm saying about having to write a big check. If you can, that's great. But little checks are good too. So give. I think the second thing is raise money. Like, as you give, encourage others to give. The president said recruit, you know, trying to get talented students to come to Jackson State. Guest lecture. You know, it's a wonderful, powerful thing to be on a campus. And a lot of professors enjoy having professionals, and whatever your profession is, to be able to like have the opportunity to be open to the opportunity to come meet with students directly, answer their questions, mentor students. You know, a lot of times students, they may be doing great academically, but they may not know about recruiting. They may not know about LinkedIn and how to network, you know. And then hiring interns. Gosh, you know, sometimes people get intimidated by hiring an intern, but you know, you might just hire a student for Thanksgiving break, you know, for a couple of days, right? But they just get to come in your office and be around you and listen to you and that kind of thing. And of course, the big one is hire grads. You know, if you really want to change a person's life, you know, like, you know, giving someone a job, giving them a career, right? And if we could get some more and more people just get their arms around those things I just said, that is just life-changing universities. You know, people will say they're so passionate, but we need people to actually lean in and get some things done. Did I say that right, President Hudson? Is that accurate?
You said it. Not only did you say it right, you said it a lot better than I did in terms of, which I appreciate, but you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's not enough to visibly show support. And, you know, again, you talked about wearing your JSU gear in the airport. Those things are very important. Those things are great. And we have a large alumni base. We have a lot of supporters. But it's so important that we take that next step in terms of that support, giving financially, helping the student. You know, all of us have professions or are a part of our professions where, hey, there's an internship program that we have here. Let me make sure the JSU students know about it. Let me take that next step and just send job postings to the school, because every year we graduate about 1,500 students, all of whom are looking for the next step in their career, the next step in their life's journey. Again, this being the place where you launched from. So again, just providing those opportunities to our students, which it all comes down to our students, giving of your time, giving of your resources. Those are the things that really help make an impact and really help impact great universities.
Well, you know, President Hudson, this is the one of the big things I want our listeners to hear, because this is mind-blowing to me. You know, Mike and I like to tease each other because he's a reptile. He's a Gator fan, right? And I'm a Seminole. And, of course, we love each other. We're just joking around. But a lot of times in society, like if you're like Ohio State person and you meet a guy and the guy's like, oh, I'm a Michigan person. I give money to Michigan. The Ohio State person is not happy about that, right? And or if it's the University of Miami or Notre Dame people or Florida State or, you know, I don't know. There's always rivalries across the country and people have that kind of feeling. What's crazy cool about HBCUs is no matter how big the rivalry is, HBCUs are a family and they move in connectivity, right? So, you know, I'm a trustee at Bethune-Cookman University and I serve on two boards at Florida A&M. And if I'm around my FAMU people or my Wildcat people and I'm like, oh, I'm buddies with President Hudson, their response is, gosh, that's awesome. Good for you. That's great. Mm-hmm. And where yeah. It goes to a bigger meaning is, I'm telling you, if somebody listening to this had a company based in Phoenix, Arizona, and they had a job opening in Seattle, and they endowed a scholarship at Jackson State, and a guy was looking at working for them in Seattle, and he happened to go to Howard, I promise you they'd be more interested in working for that company and hearing that they had an endowed scholarship at Jackson State. Like, that sounds so crazy, right? Like, why would somebody that went to USC care about somebody having a scholarship at UCLA? But in HBCU world, they do. And so by investing in Jackson State, even though that might seem like a regional Southern thing, you're sending a message to all of your employees and all of your potential employees about you're about really addressing issues and not just talking about it. Did I get that right, President Hudson?
You're absolutely right. And it's just that community aspect that we share as HBCUs, understanding that we're all in this together. We may be rivals on the field. You mentioned Florida A&M and Bethune-Cookman, both teams that we play this year. Of course, we've already played Florida A&M. But off the field, we're all in partnership. Off the field, we fellowship. You know, I have a great relationship with President Dr. Robinson at FAMU. And that's because, you know, what binds us together is so much more important than anything that puts us at odds. So we're always going to continue to work together. We collaborate on several initiatives, several grants. We're going to continue to do that, and we're going to always continue to uplift each other. What's great for FAMU, what's great for Bethune-Cookman, what's great for Howard, it's also great for Jackson State University and vice versa. The love that we've gotten for a lot of the attention that Jackson State University has received from other HBCUs because they understand that it's about uplifting us all. And that is really that HBCU story that's just so wonderful. And a part of what you saw when you asked what sets us apart, that's really a big part of that as well.
Well, thank you so much. President Hudson, thank you for being on this show. And I want you to know on behalf of the Crossman family, the Pryor family, the Barton family, the Wade family, which is all of my kin in Mississippi, thank you for your leadership and what you're doing to make Mississippi a better place and the place that really is a really special place. Thank you for that leadership. And thank you for being on the show. And I hope maybe we can set up that May 11th, I can come guest lecture, and then we can have a birthday cake together. That'd be awesome. Okay.
Sounds perfect. We would love to set that up. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Well, this has been the Crossman Conversation. I'm John Crossman. And as always, support your local HBCU.
This has been Crossman Conversation, produced by a Crossman Career Builders Mark Radio Production.